CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production. Daddy.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Today, I've got a really, really, really special big talk for you. Get pumped, get psyched. We are going for it today. I sat down for a big talk with my friend and marketing mentor, Amy Porterfield. She is no joke. If you're not familiar with Amy, she is a foremost expert in digital marketing and has helped thousands of people leave dissatisfying jobs that they hated, that they just could not wake up for anymore, and taught them how to become abundant entrepreneurs with full-blown financial freedom. Often on the show, I'm talking about how people can get out of this lack mentality, or how you can step out as an entrepreneur, or how you can manifest abundance. And so much of the manifesting process is about attuning your thoughts and your energy to believing you're worthy of abundance. But then you have to take action. You actually have to take the steps that are necessary to fulfill that manifestation. You can't just sit on your ass, meditate, and think that money's going to flow into your bank account. You must show up for it. So in this episode of Dear Gabby, we're going to teach you the best method for achieving unlimited abundance, and we will help you bust through blocks to financial freedom one by one. You'll hear us talk about the best business tool you can have in your kit, what it means to have a 10% edge, hint, my 75-year-old mom has it, so you can have it too. How to shut down your inner critic so you can manifest abundance in your career, and why you own the capacity to create financial freedom, whether you know it or not. This is the cool thing. Amy's going to literally show you step by step how to create financial freedom, not just how to pray for it, how to meditate for it, how to change your energy around it, but the steps to take to achieve it. In our chat, Amy blew my mind by sharing a story of one of her students who made $62,000 by following Amy's advice on her first try. And this student was a single mom who was holding down two jobs. She could barely cover her bills. But after taking one of Amy's courses, she gained the confidence to share her candy apple recipe with her community. And the rest is history. It's five-figure history. So get psyched. This is just one of the most beautiful episodes. It's an episode I think that's going to be wildly successful, because who does not want to know the secret to financial freedom? And it gets even better. We take this episode to the next level. Amy and I have put together a totally free masterclass. It's called The 5 Secrets to Creating Abundance with Digital Courses. It's completely free. We're going to lay out the crystal clear path to creating a course to your financial freedom. On this course, we're going to teach you the top 5 mistakes that course creators make and exactly what to do instead. So if you've ever thought about creating a digital course or taking your ideas and bringing them online and making money doing something that you love, supporting people, teaching people, just go to deargabby.com/Amy and sign up today for that free masterclass. And here's the deal, guys. When we have moments of doubt, that can sometimes be our greatest teacher. So if you found yourself at your desk lately and you're thinking, this isn't working, congratulations. You've just begun to recognize that there is a possibility of something more. You've opened your consciousness to creative possibilities, and now you have the blueprint for how to get there. Enjoy the show. Today, so many small business owners are busier than ever. I can definitely attest to that. We have so much time spent searching for and interviewing candidates, and that can take away from managing and growing a business. I actually think hiring is one of the most difficult things about being an entrepreneur and building a team. It can be one of the most challenging things. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to get to the candidates worth interviewing faster. And it's free. I used LinkedIn Jobs, I can't even begin to tell you how much, a lot this past year because we tripled our team in 2020 into 2021. And I would not have been able to do it without LinkedIn Jobs. And you can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. So you can focus on candidates with the skills and experiences that you need. Use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster, so much faster. Oh my God, I would not have been able to do it this year without LinkedIn Jobs. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gabby. That's linkedin.com/GABBY to post your job for free. And that's linkedin.com/GABBY to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Amy, welcome to the Dear Gabby Big Talk. This is where there's no small talk, only big talk. And I'm really excited to start to bring more people like you onto the Big Talk episodes to really corner people in their zone of genius, to really get every inch of expertise out of you. And what I'm most excited about today, as it relates to you specifically, is the journey that we can take these listeners on towards the idea, the possibility, and the next steps in creating financial freedom. And there's nobody out there that I would rather have on this show to do that with me.
I am so thrilled that we're having this conversation. I love the idea of big talk, and I love the idea of financial freedom. So this is going to be good.
And before we start, I just want to let you take a moment to tell us a little bit about what your story and your journey towards financial freedom has looked like and the miracles along the way.
Okay, so let's see here. Where do I start? So I always thought I would be a corporate girl. I always said I was a corporate girl for life, climbing that corporate ladder, getting that corner office at some type of business where I wanted to be a VP or something like that. I never thought of entrepreneurship. It just wasn't part of my vocabulary. My parents weren't entrepreneurs. And so I just always thought that I would climb that ladder. And that ladder led me to working with Tony Robbins. So I was the content director for Tony for almost 7 years. And I got to work on the content that he did on stage, like Unleash the Power Within and Date with Destiny, events like that. And then behind the scenes with his digital products. And what happened was there was this one meeting that Tony had where he invited in a bunch of online marketers into the office in San Diego. And they were all guys. And he had them around this big oak table, and he wanted each of them to talk about what their businesses look like because Tony was looking into selling more digital courses, and all of these guys had been doing that. So I was called in, talk about totally a humbling moment. I was called in to take notes. I wasn't even at the main table. I was at a side table because when you're in content, you're always creating content. And that includes like being in these really interesting meetings and pulling stuff from that. So I took notes at a side table, and I probably took the worst notes of my life because as these guys went around and talked about what their businesses look like, all I heard was freedom, like from every single one of them. Financial freedom for sure. They were able to make money in ways that, you know, working for Tony Robbins, we put on these big events. They were incredibly expensive. Their way of making money looked very different. So not only financial freedom, but lifestyle freedom, time freedom, creativity freedom. They were all their own boss. And I just was mesmerized. Like, I don't even know what you guys are doing, but I want to do it. Like, that's all I could think about. So Long story short, right after that meeting, I thought, I'm going to figure this out. I don't think I have any skills to be an entrepreneur, but I'm still going to try to figure this out. And fast forward about a year, and I made the transition through a bunch of baby steps into starting my own business. And that was 12 years ago. And I literally, my number one goal, my goal now looks different, of course, but my number one goal is I wanted lifestyle freedom. And on the top of that is I wanted financial freedom. Because as a woman, I knew I was going to hit that glass ceiling. And I wanted the sky to be the limit.
Yeah. It's funny because I had a similar experience early in my career too, of just that yearning that this is my only goal. I don't want to have a boss. It's not that that was my only goal. I had a goal of being a spiritual teacher, but for my career, for my work and my career path and my career trajectory, I remember being, I think I was 22, owned my first business. I was running a PR firm at the time from 21 to 25. And I was reading a book, like it was the book I had in my handbag at all times. And it was called How to Make a Living Without a Job.
That's so perfect.
And I just, you know, I really had never have had a boss. And I, like you, was on the pursuit of really cracking the code of how to be abundant, doing work that you love and serving other people and not having a glass ceiling of any kind. And so I think a lot of my listeners out there are listening and everyone wants to say, well, they can do it, but I can't, right? That's the big mantra is, well, so-and-so's already done it or so-and-so can do it or what would I even do? Or, but you were sitting there at the table. You had a full-time job. You had a paycheck. You had taxes coming out of your paycheck. You had whatever benefits you had from that job. But there was a desire. And that desire led you on the path to create the blueprint for what that would be for your business. So the business you created then is the business you're carrying out today. Let's talk about it a little bit and how that relates to creating financial freedom for our listeners.
Okay, so funny enough, the business I actually created for the first 2 years of after leaving corporate looked dramatically different than the business I have today. So what happened was I didn't want a boss. You're totally right. I didn't want anyone telling me what to do, when to do it, or how to do it. And I worked for someone really cool and I still didn't want that. So when I went out on my own, I wanted to create digital courses and teach people how to do social media and online marketing, which I had known well and done well for a long time. But I didn't know how to create a digital course, so I was very clueless. So because I had to make some money, I started taking clients and I would do their social media for them or do their online marketing for them. So I was more like a service-based business, but I was coaching and had clients and all that. And I realized instead of having one big boss, because I had zero knowledge of creating boundaries, I had like eight bosses telling me what to do, bossing me around at all hours. I said yes to everything. And 2 years in, I realized, holy cow, I created a business I hate. Yep. Like I thought, if this is entrepreneurship, if this is what freedom looks like, send me back to my job, because at least the paycheck was steady and I had benefits. So what happened was I created this business I hated and then got to a place where I had this really jerky client. And I thought, I am not working with people I don't want to work with anymore. So I started to create some boundaries for myself. And I started to go after what I really wanted, which is the business I have today. So today, I create digital courses teaching people how to build their businesses online. My most popular one, the one that gets the biggest results for my students, is a program to teach people how to create digital courses. So it's very meta, but it's the one that I am most proud of because it gets the biggest results for people. So that's what I do in my business now. I do zero coaching, zero consulting, zero service-based business, because I don't like any of that. I do exactly what I love and how I love to do it.
It's very relevant and timely right now, more than ever, I think, because one, people have been forced to shift careers and they are also faced with, who do I want to be right now? What's the life that I want to have right now? How do I want to show up right now? A lot of existential crisis going on for folks. I know a lot of my listeners coming on saying, I really have a vision for how I want to create this business or this financial freedom or to not have to go to my job anymore. I recently read a statistic, 95% of workers think about quitting their job or thinking about quitting their job. That sounds about right. Yeah, 95%. And I've surrounded by a lot of friends and family members and people that I know that are just so miserable in their jobs. And they do have skill sets that could be easily leveraged online, but they just don't see the possibility, or they just don't think of themselves as entrepreneurial, or they limit themselves. And on this show, I really like to emphasize limitless thinking and all of the limitless possibilities of the unlimited possibilities that we have to really do the things that we want to do and to show up for them. And I feel like I'm a bit of a juggernaut, just kind of like kicking people in the ass, like, okay, here you go. So that's my intention for this show today, is to really lay out what that would look like who could create a digital course? Who can get online and begin business online? Who's the qualifier?
Oh, I love this question. So I believe that everybody has a digital course in them. And here's the proof that I have for that. When you create a digital course, and I've seen my students do this over and over again, they are not the expert of all experts. They do not have the major education of 20 years. They don't have MBAs, PhDs, or anything like that. What they have is what I call the 10% edge, which they are 10% ahead of those that they are serving, or more, 10% or more ahead of those they're serving, meaning they've gotten results for themselves, or they've gotten results for their students, their customers, their clients, or they've gotten results for someone they love dearly, and they are willing to teach how they got those results in a step-by-step, some kind of blueprint or framework. And that's the person that can create a digital course. Because the thing is, you might know something really well. Literally, you could do it in your sleep. However, there's a lot of people that don't know what you know. So don't take it for granted. And know that if people are asking, how the heck are you doing that? Or Gabby, show me the way. I want to know how you do this or that. How did you accomplish that? Or Gabby's like one of the most confident people I know. Gabby should have a course on confidence. I'd be like, Gabby, why are you so cool and confident all the time? Like, show me the ways. When you hear this all the time, these are the possible topics that you could be creating. So yeah, I believe that everyone has a course in them because everyone has gotten results in one area or another in their lives.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I always joke around, like, if my 75-year-old mother can do it, so can you, you know? Because my mom's out there like creating her Squarespace websites and like selling on Etsy. And she's going to listen to this episode and she's going to call me and be like, I'm creating a digital course on how to create jewelry. And she'll like literally have it up. She'll do the Digital Course Academy and she'll have it up in like a month.
These are my favorite people. They just make it happen. They do it.
That's my mom. That's actually one of the greatest traits that I've gotten from her, is the F it, let's go mentality. But the reality is that, you know, she has just that 10% edge. She likes to make jewelry, or she can play the guitar, or whatever it is that she is jazzed about is something that she can teach and something that she can offer. I did this in my own career. Really, the key to financial freedom and my ability to build my career has been through digital courses, because what's allowed me to grow my team to about 20 people now, and, you know, and to really grow and continue to grow each year after year, and to build a business that was going to touch people worldwide and create the space for my work to carry on, even if I'm not showing up every single day to do it, because that was going to be burnout. Like, I didn't want to be what, like, some of our predecessors who have been on the road for 300 out of the 365 days of the year. Like, that just wasn't what I wanted for my life, but I wanted to teach as many people as possible. And so for me, early on, when I was like back in the day in the yoga studios teaching my workshops, just renting out yoga studios for $50 an hour, I'd have like an NYU student with a camera and like a really shitty audio videotaping me, zero lighting, random, like hundreds of people packed into a yoga studio. And I recorded every single thing that I did. And what I will ultimately still sell today are courses that came from those yoga studios with the crappy video and the crappy PA. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't elevated my courses thanks to you and your guidance and your mentorship, but some of my best, my most sought after, beloved courses are literally were shot for like $30 an hour by an NYU student in a $50 an hour yoga studio. And so I think that's another important point. It's like, it doesn't all have to be perfect and flashy right out of the gate. Especially not these days.
I'm so glad you bring that up. I believe that, you know, what we just went through with the pandemic and more people getting online, doing their thing, people want to see the real raw stuff. They're not even looking for polish. Like, yeah. I think if you're coming on the scene to create a digital course now, you're so lucky because you don't have to make it so incredibly pro. And iPhone. Good enough. Natural lighting, get in front of a window. Great. You don't even have to buy a light kit or anything like that. Like, what's most important is that you get your stuff out there, that you get your message out there. So I agree. There's nothing fancy that needs to happen here.
Gabby.
You've probably heard me share this before on the show, but I take my sleep so seriously. I'm planning to do an entire episode on sleep hygiene and all the things that we can do to really create a sacred environment for when we go to sleep, because so many people suffer with insomnia and sleep disorders, as did I, and I have completely cured myself from it. And one of the ways that I've done that is by creating this very sacred environment, all the way down to my sheets. I'm extremely uncompromising about this, so I will not skip out on the best brands for my bed. And I'm obsessed with Boll & Branch. The husband and wife team that started Boll & Branch realized no sheets on the market met their standards for quality. So they created their own super soft and expertly crafted signature sheets. They definitely knew what they were doing. These sheets are the most luxurious and soft sheets I've ever slept on. They have such a classic look and they're the perfect weight for all year round. I have the white ones and I love how crisp and clean they look. And the best part is that the cloud weight super soft satin weave gets softer with every wash. I can actually truly attest to this. They get softer and softer. And I really, really want to emphasize that when you get into bed with clean, soft sheets, it is the first step to winding down properly. And these sheets are also crafted to the highest standards and attention to detail, from sourcing to packaging. Boll & Branch is dedicated to quality at every step. They use 100% organic and never use harmful chemicals, pesticides, or GMOs ever. They know you will love these as much as I do, so they're offering a 30-night worry-free guarantee. To experience an entirely new standard of comfort, visit bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com to get 15% off your set of sheets with the promo code GABBY. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo GABBY. Let's talk about all the kinds of courses. I mean, I'm thinking right now about like my real estate agent, and like he could create a course on being a broker and like the five path step, you know, to becoming a six-figure realtor, whatever it is. And it doesn't matter if you have a full-time job, you can create a course and kind of send it out into the world and see what happens. And often people end up leaving their jobs because their courses do so well.
Let me give you some quick examples because these are really fun. I think it helps people like kind of jog their creativity about what could be possible.
Okay.
So one of my students, I have a lot of photographers in my world, a lot of creatives. And one of my students is a photographer, but he wanted to teach just one thing. I call it a spotlight course. One thing that he knew really well, which was flash photography. So over COVID, he put together a flash photography course, never had done this before in his life. And lots of people who come into my world never even marketed anything online before. So he put it together and he put it out there with a list, an email list of under 100 people. And he made $12,000 with his very first course. And I always say, if you can make $10,000, you can make $100,000. If you can make $100,000, you can make $500,000. Because I teach, you create one course and you launch it over and over again. We don't keep reinventing the wheel. That's what makes an entrepreneur inefficient. So that's Rob. He did amazing things. I have another student, Miriam, and she teaches watercolor. For 20 years, she's been an artist and she sells her art online. But we all know that selling art online is not the easiest way to go. And she wanted to supplement her revenue. So she started creating digital courses around watercolor. So she would teach hobbyists or other painters how to do watercolor. Now, here's the cool thing. She made $25,000 with her first launch of teaching watercolor. But I can guarantee you that you can go on YouTube and you can learn how to watercolor for free. And that's a question that comes up all the time. Amy, why would people pay me if you could go on YouTube and get it for free? And the answer is that right now, more than ever, relationship matters. People want to learn from someone that gets them, that resonates with them, that understands them, that they have a connection with. So my students who are creating digital courses are also creating audiences that literally gravitate toward them, that want to learn from them. The second reason why people buy a course instead of getting it for free on YouTube is just what you said earlier. Show me the five-step path in one way so I don't have to hunt and peck over 20 videos right. to learn it. Give me the framework. Give me the model. People want to learn now and they want to learn efficiently. Yep. So don't ever underestimate the power of a really well-designed digital course.
I completely agree with that. And, you know, it's funny. It's like my husband watches a lot of bass players on the internet, and he's our CEO of our company. So he knows, obviously, the digital course space. And he's always like, I just wish these guys would create a digital course. And these are guys who have like millions and millions of followers and hundreds of thousands of videos. And he's like, exactly a testament to what you're saying. He wants them to create a course because he just wants the pathway right there, right? He doesn't have to go digging for it and just like figure it out for himself. It's like, go get the path. So yeah, that's a beautiful point. You know, I think that there's this other belief that, okay, I can create, or maybe somebody gets past the boundary of, I don't know how to create the course, but how would I market it? And that's obviously something that you teach in DCA, and it's something that you're going to teach in a webinar that I'm hosting with you that we'll share at the end of this total free webinar that Amy's going to give you guys to just give you the pathway to really understanding how to create and market your course. But I wanted to hear from you. What would you say to that person who's thinking, well, I don't know how to market, or I'm allergic to marketing, or I just would never want to have to get behind that? What would you say?
Okay, so I would basically say that if you create a digital course, I know you're not going to create a course that you don't believe in, that you don't love. And sure, there's going to be some imposter syndrome and maybe doubting yourself along the way, but there's something deeper in you that says, no, just keep going. Let's get it done. If you've got this course, you are going to want to scream it from the rooftops because you know that you can make an impact. Most people that come into my world, I want to teach them how to make more money. And they'll say, that's great, but I really want to serve. I really want to support these people that I am taking care of or want to teach. And I'm like, I love that even more. So the fact that you get to impact these lives, you've got to get it out into the world. Like, shame on you if you think that your gifts are just going to be put together, but then not shouting it from the rooftops. People need it. Right. So one, we've got to believe in what we do. Number two, we've got to do it even when we're scared. We got to market even when it feels uncomfortable. I am the first to say video is not my most favorite thing. I don't necessarily love to get on video all the time, and I get on video all the time. But I know it's the way that I'm going to connect with my audience, and it's how I can literally transform their businesses. So here I am, even when it doesn't always feel comfortable. But the third thing, more tactical, is what I want to share with marketing, is that you get to do it your own way. And I've got a perfect example for that. So Gabby and I both do webinars, you know, masterclasses, webinars, workshops, whatever you want to call them, but we both do them. And recently Gabby did one for my audience, and my audience ate it up. They absolutely loved her. Her style of webinar was so dramatically different than mine that I didn't even know she was doing a webinar. Like my view of a webinar looks very different than Gabby's. We have our total own style, and we both do really well. It's not because we're special. It's because we just sit in our own style. Like, we own it. This is my style. This is the way I do it. And Gabby had her way. I had my way. There's no one exact way to do it, but there is a rule that you've got to follow, which is you've got to show up as 1,000,000% yourself.
That's right.
If you do a webinar, if you do a challenge, if you do video series, you just got to shine in your own right. And that sells. So don't think you have to have selling strategies. You just got to really be yourself.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Because if you have a vision for a course that you want to create, or even if you're just thinking, okay, I've got some skills, I don't really like having this job anymore, I would like to try to explore creating financial abundance, then there's a reason you're listening still. There's a reason that you're still here. And that desire is truly enough to open you up to whatever the next right action and the next right action is. Everything that I've done in my career, and I know that this is the same for you, I'm self-taught. I've found courses, or I've found teachers, or I've YouTubed my way to the understanding. But mainly, I've taken the classes, and by learning the multiple ways that we can share our own gifts through the internet has been one of the greatest gifts of my career, because it's given me the freedom to be and do what I'm here to express fully and completely. And I often say to people, you know, when it comes to marketing, so I teach a lot of authors, as you know. I also teach a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs, coaches, yogis, healers, and so many of them want to scale their businesses. And many people listening now are that demographic. They want to scale the work that they're doing and the spiritually based work that they're doing in the world. But there's fear of marketing themselves, or there's fear of how would I do it, or they don't have the blueprint. And frankly, that's where you come in, because the step-by-step approach has to come from someone who's, one, lived it and succeeded in it, but also somebody who's really clear in the delivery. Because the world of the internet and creating businesses online can be overwhelming. And when someone's overwhelmed, what happens is that they just halt. They just don't do anything and they freeze. And so when you have the gentle path, that can be a really empowering process to get to the end game. So I just want to acknowledge that as it relates to kind of softening the edges around this idea that, you know, who am I to do this? Like, somebody might be listening to this because they liked the title of, you know, how do I create financial freedom? But then they start, you know, shutting it down saying, oh, well, how could I possibly do it? But you've taught people who never in a million years would have thought that they could do some kind of online business or a digital course.
Oh, all the time. I hear people all the time, like, never in my wildest dreams did I actually think this would work, but I did want that financial freedom more than anything. So I was willing to try it. So yeah, that's a normal thing I hear on the daily.
You know, it's funny. It's like people say to me, like, well, how do I change my patterns or how do I feel better? And my response is always the same. It's like, with the slightest willingness, you open these invisible doors for creative possibilities. And so that would be the exact same thing I would say to somebody who's saying, how do I create financial freedom? How do I get out of debt? How do I leave my job? Have the slightest willingness to create that financial freedom, to get out of that job, to change your patterns, your financial story, and that slight willingness will open invisible doors. And today, if you're listening to this, then this is likely an invisible door that's being opened, because I think that there aren't enough people talking about the ways that we can be abundant online. And I have friends that are online teachers that went from total, you know, food stamps to millionaires by following processes like yours. And I think it's really important right now, as people are really struggling financially, as the world has a lot of insecurity, to know and to feel empowered that we have resources and we have tools that don't require a lot of money to really get a message out in the world that can be abundant. And I think that's such an important thing for somebody to sit with right now and just take that in.
So true. I do believe there are so many possibilities with even exploring what would a digital course look like in my world. And it's funny, when I tell people I teach digital courses, I always say, I don't teach digital courses because I'm obsessed with digital courses. I teach digital courses because they are the path, the possibility to a world that I didn't even know existed until I did it. And so many of my students, like when I hear one of my students, her name is Danira, she created her first digital course and she was working two jobs, hardly making any money, created a digital course. This is bizarre and so very true, teaching people how to make caramel candy apples.
Oh my God, that's wild.
You could create a course on anything. And so she taught people how to make caramel candy apples. And here's the crazy part of that. The caramel she used was store-bought. It's just that people didn't know what store to go to or how to kind of manipulate it. So like she didn't even create it herself. But she made $62,000 on her very first launch, which was more money than she was making at two jobs combined. She's a single mom of three and also wanting so desperately to buy a house. So fast forward about a year later, she's looking for a house and she's looking to retire her mom who's worked her butt off all her life. That's why I believe in the power of digital courses, because you can create them when you're still at a 9-to-5 job. You can have them as a way to add to your existing business. Like a lot of people listening probably do a lot of one-on-one coaching or consulting. Let's say someone in the wellness community, you can only do so much one-on-one coaching. You will always hit a ceiling. There's only one of you. But you could for sure take less one-on-one clients, charge a premium price, and then offer a digital course to everybody else. Your life just got easier and you just started to create more financial freedom. Like there's always possibilities.
Totally. And I think that it's a beautiful thing to hear that the candy apple woman created financial freedom through her course, because it really shows us the gifts that we have. And right now we're living in a time where everyone's glued to the Zoom, we're so comfortable getting online and being digital. And I imagine that your students, actually I know that your Digital Course Academy students just quadrupled in the last year, I would imagine. And, you know, I think that just because so many people are really looking to the internet for some kind of expertise and also just to get out of their heads and into their creative space. I do love the idea that these creatives are coming to create digital courses, because that's a beautiful thing. And you know, a lot of people in my space are like creating decks and tarot decks and card decks, you know, teach people how to pull cards and how to read those cards. There's just so much that you can do. I have a girlfriend who's a sex coach and she teaches moms how to get their mojo back. And she created her digital course, which is rocking. And I also know as we continue on this year and some of the limitations that we have in gathering in person, that if you do have a way that you currently lead in person, whether it's your yoga teacher or whatever, get online, because of course we'll get back in person. I want to really hold space for that for myself, for all of us. But being online will create that backbone for if things happen like this, we can have that ability to still teach and still serve. My latest obsession is Osea. I met the founders years ago at this entrepreneurial event, and I was like, you guys are up to something really cool. I loved what they were up to because they were making it easy to find clean skincare products that are good for your skin and good for the planet. And it's hard to find at times, but I'm excited to introduce you to our sponsor, Osea. And Osea has been making products that do just that for 25 years. When it comes to clean beauty, Osea is the pioneer. They have award-winning cleansers, serums, and face moisturizers. And they're known for creating amazing body products like their famous Undaria, the algae body oil, which I am obsessed with, people. Obsessed. Undaria, which is perfect because we often forget that we take our bodies for granted when we're trying to get our routine together. We always are focusing on our face. We're never focusing on our bodies. I'm a 41-year-old woman. I am absolutely all about hydrating my body at this age. Undaria body oil feels luxurious. It's not greasy or sticky. It absorbs beautifully into the skin. It leaves my skin looking healthy and glowing. It smells delicious. And I know what you're thinking, body oil? Ooh, I don't want a body oil. Let me tell you something. It is absolutely amazing. If you've ever been using body lotion for years, you might be a little wary of body oil, but let me tell you, I am such a convert. I love putting it on when I'm right out of the bath. I just douse myself in body oil. And fun fact, Undaria algae body oil has been Victoria Beckham's favorite body oil for years. And you'll be obsessed with it too. Victoria Beckham has very high standards for body skincare routines. So we have to trust her. The best part about this brand is that Osea's products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate-neutral, created with sustainable sourced seaweed, and made in California, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Experience your new favorite clean skincare line with a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50, you'll get free shipping. Go to OseaMalibu.com and use the promo code Gabby. You know, I think that there's a lot of folks out there that have this limiting belief that I want to come back to, which is we've kind of addressed and busted the myth that like, oh, who, like you can't, like you have to be this certain way to do it. We know that the candy apple lady did it. But there's still that limiting belief that it's too hard or how will I do it or what are the resources? And I've already said, you know, if you're willing, that's enough. But I kind of want to hear from you. What do you say to that kind of doubter and that inner critic that's trying to hold folks back?
Yes. And I think it's a normal thing to think like, where would I even start? Or this feels too hard. Or, there's so many steps. And I always just start out with saying, let's just get really clear on why you want it. And I really do believe that, you know, we've said it before many times, it starts with the why. But for people wanting to create a digital course that feel like it might be too hard, too many steps, not sure where to start, let's get really clear on why you want it. Like for me, I didn't want a boss. I didn't want to hit a financial ceiling. I didn't want to be told what to do, when to do it, or how to do it. My why was very selfish in the beginning. Now, fast forward 12 years, and I wake up every morning for that woman in a 9-to-5 job or in a cubicle that hates her job, knows she's made for more, wants more time with her little ones, and needs a different way. Like, I'm here to serve her. But I wasn't 12 years ago. My why was very much about me. And that, I think, is totally fine. So get clear on why you want it. And then from there, you need to start thinking about like, what could I offer? What could I put out there? And remember that we're not going to add a bunch of bells and whistles. The first course you create, we're keeping it as simple as possible. I've seen five-figure and six-figure launches with the most simple launches ever. Speaking of Danera, our caramel candy apple girl, she followed my model. I have a model step by step. I'm a virtual handholder kind of teacher. Yeah. So like no stone left unturned. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. She followed it all. But when I interviewed her, I invited her to San Diego where I used to live. And I sat her down. And I said, tell me about what you did. She broke like five of my rules. She didn't follow everything I said. She said, Amy, I got your model because I didn't know what to do. And then I tweaked it to make it my own. So instead of doing webinars, I just did live videos in a Facebook group, but it worked. I'm all for that. Find a model that works, whether it's mine or somebody else. Tony Robbins always taught me, never try something new without finding someone who's done it before you and use them as your guide, because you will sidestep so many mistakes, so much overwhelm and stress. And you can always do it your own way from there, but at least start with a model. And that's what so many of my students have done as well.
That's why I called you when I was revamping Bestseller Masterclass. And that's why you called me when you were putting your book out into the world. And you find those people that are going to be your guide. I think that's actually one of the miracle messages of today, is that you don't have to figure it all out, that there are so many different teachers and guides out there to help you step into your own ability to be a teacher and guide. And you don't have to figure it all out on your own. I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. That's a huge part of the inner critic. Where do I begin? Well, I want to tell people actually where they can begin totally free. You're going to lead a masterclass. I'm going to host it for you. I'll lead you in the Q&A, but you're going to be breaking down your steps in a masterclass called Five Little Known Mistakes Most Course Creators Make and What to Do Instead. And why don't you share a little bit? This is going to be on September 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to just share just a touch, Amy, on what they can expect from this masterclass. And of course, they're going to be able to ask questions. I'll be taking the questions. So go jump in. Tell me what they can expect. You can sign up for the free masterclass at deargabby.com/Amy, A-M-Y. What can everybody expect from this free masterclass? And who is it for too? Because I really want to make sure that the right folks join.
Oh, I love that first question. Who's it for? So it's for anybody who's even flirted with the idea of maybe one day, someday creating a digital course. Because I'd love to get you to the place of either you decide you want to create one, or maybe you're just thinking, nah, I'll put that on the back burner. Like, let's get to a decision. And I think that's going to feel really good for you. So if you've ever thought about creating a digital course, get on the masterclass. Now, I'm going to break down so many of the mistakes that I've made along the way, and so many of the mistakes my students have made. You have to remember, I've been doing this for 12 years. I've created tons of digital courses, but I've helped thousands of students do the same. So I know what works and what doesn't work. And there's five mistakes that I just see happening over and over again. The great news is, once you know these mistakes and what you know to do instead, you're off to the races. So we're going to talk about things like, how do you record your course? Should you be doing this live or pre-recorded? We're going to talk about things like, what about an email list? What if you don't have one? What if it's small? What do you do instead? We're going to talk about what it looks like to choose your course topic and the type of course. There's actually three types of courses you can create that are insanely profitable. I'm going to break them down on the masterclass.
Oh, that's major.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So we're getting into marketing and course creation and really everything in between.
Okay, so Amy is, like I said, such a clear channel for this information. And I don't like to learn from people that are not very clear, because I get distracted. So that's why I'm obsessed with you, because it's very systematized and very clear. And I'm grateful for that. I really want to emphasize this. You wouldn't be listening to this episode right now if there wasn't a silent prayer or intention that you rocketed out to the universe, that you had set out to the universe. And it may have been you sitting at your desk yesterday thinking, wow, I really hate this job and I want out. Or looking at your debt thinking, I really need to find a way to make some more money. Or looking at the current one-on-one coaching practice you have and thinking that this isn't going to be able to scale. Whatever that moment was of this isn't working is actually a moment of recognizing that there's a possibility for something more. And so when you pressed play to listen to how to create your own financial freedom, you were led here. And so I really want to encourage people to recognize that God is in every step of this, that when you have an issue that you need resolved, even silently saying there has to be a better way is a prayer. And so I would really encourage everybody to just take advantage of the gift that you've been given today, which is this incredible being of light who has embodied the pathway to this financial freedom. Because my mission is to help people crack open to that spiritual connection within themselves and then help them bring it out to the world. So anyone who's out there thinking, okay, well, I have a spiritual message to share, or I have a coaching practice, or I have a desire to serve others, then my prayer is to give you all the resources that you can have to get that out there and to be abundant doing it. To be abundant doing it, period. Unapologetically say that. And so go to deargabby.com/Amy, A-M-Y, and get your free masterclass and learn the mistakes and learn the practices and learn what course is within you. And let Amy show you the roadmap, because we don't have to sit around and complain that it's not working and that we don't have a solution. As we close out this conversation, I want to hear a little bit from you about the miracle of what it means to have followed your intuition and shown up for it to be able to be in this life that you are living today, and what that really means to you. Because I think the real promise isn't cash and prizes. The real promise isn't, you know, how popular you are online. The real promise is the life that you can create when you create financial freedom. And so I want to hear what that means to you.
Oh, it's so such a good question. You know, personally for me, it's all about my family. And I have a husband who I've been married to for, I guess, 14 years now. And I have a stepson who has been in my life since he was 4 years old. And now he's in his first year of college. And I got into entrepreneurship when he was really young. I've gotten to be a part of his life from the get-go. I've gotten to go to all his wrestling matches and baseball and lacrosse and everything he got involved in. I got to be very present with him, and that was extra special for me. Also, my husband was a firefighter until he recently retired, and he was on 24 on, 24 off. So for me to have a job where I got to work from home and be present with my family and there when my husband was home, because he wasn't home a lot, that was extra special. I have a beautiful marriage and a beautiful relationship with my stepson. And I really attribute so much of that to my lifestyle in terms of how I make money and how I do business. I am the boss. I get to call the shots. Meaning if I don't want to work one day, genuinely, I don't work that day. I never thought that would even be part of my life. So the last thing I'll say is that 12 years ago, before I started this, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd have a life that I have today with so much freedom on so many different levels. It's okay that if you can't even see it yet, but I did have this knowing, this little like flame in me, like, I know there's more. I know there's more. If you even feel a little bit of that, give yourself the gift of at least exploring digital courses to see if it might be something you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have a huge flame. I didn't know this was all going to work, but oh gosh, I'm so glad I listened to it all those years ago.
I know that my listeners have that flame, because they come on this show and they say, oh, I'm not happy in this job, or I've lost my job because of the pandemic, or I really want to get my message out in a bigger way. I know that it's there, and I can do my part as a spiritual teacher to teach people the methods for really claiming that desire and manifesting. But the thing about manifesting is you just don't sit on your ass and pretend like things are going to come to you. You have to take the direction, listen to the guidance that you receive, and show up for it. So you manifested this episode by having a desire to create financial freedom. You pressed play. You're sitting here now listening all the way 47 minutes into the end of this episode and listening to us talking about the path. Now it's your turn to actually take the action on it. And that is the secret to manifesting. It's to listen and to receive the guidance, and then to show up for it, because you can't just sit around and pretend like everything's going to fall into your lap. You know, so I'm giving you the path, people. The reason I decided to do this episode and to host this masterclass for you to present your methods was so that I could give people the answer of, what do I do when I'm broke? How do I get out of debt? How do I take my ideas and turn them into a business? So many people have been asking you this year after year after year, and I'm just giving you the answer now. And I'm so grateful that you exist so that I can just sort of hand you off and say, go to deargabby.com/Amy, A-M-Y, and just let her teach you. Let her be humble and surrender and just be open, because that's all that's required. Now, Amy, you're going to be getting direct messages from my mother. And I promise you.
I hope so.
You don't. No, you be careful what you wish for. But she's going to be like, Amy, what about a course on pickling? And what about a course? I mean, literally, she's going to come up with 1,000 course ideas. But she'll really do it. She'll definitely do it. So I'm just laughing my ass off because I know she will. So just for anyone out there that wants to join us, come to the masterclass. It is on September 21st. First at 3 p.m. It's Amy will be teaching her 5 little known mistakes most course creators make and what to do instead. And this is for anyone who has the slightest desire to create financial freedom through digital courses. Even if you're not even sure that you want to do it through digital courses and you want to create financial freedom, that's enough. Just join because you've been guided here. You're still listening. I want you to trust the guidance that you receive.
Yes. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you, my love. I'm just so psyched about this. Thank you for sharing your wisdom today. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.